Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled The Presence of the Lord. And we were looking at an experience, a very significant experience in the life of David as he became king over all of Israel. His first action, the first thing he wanted to do was to bring the presence of the Lord, which was at that point in time, God instructed Moses to make an ark of the covenant, if you would, the covenant that he made with the people of Israel. And that's where his manifest presence would be visible. Moses would go into the tent of that tabernacle, and he would commune with God. Well, this very ark, which at times even was carried into battle, and the enemies of God just feared, they said, God is among us. They feared the presence of God. And so while it was for many, many years in the house of, when Saul was king, it was not being, there wasn't, the presence of the Lord was not honored as David wanted to do it. And so what he did was to bring the Holy of Holies, the Ark of the Covenant, to the tent that he had erected. In fact, in chapter 15, it says, so they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it and had offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And it said, verse 4, he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. That's probably where we got our Psalms. They were recorded, so we are able to read and be blessed by them today. And this is a reference, this is, I believe, a New Testament portrayal, that this bold prophetic move that David made to indicate that as New Testament believers, we would be able to come into the presence of the Lord. And having boldness, we can enter into the Holy of Holies. That's when the veil was rent when Jesus died. We now can come before the throne of grace to find the help and grace we need in that time of need. And so God has been very gracious to us, but David learned important lessons such as the importance of reverencing and realizing and being aware of the divine nature of God, His holiness, to be in a repentant, a contrite and humble spirit, and to be obedient, to do it God's way. And of course, there was great rejoicing when they waited that three-month period while the ark was in the house of Obed-Edom and learned the proper way in which the ark should be carried. And so we were looking yesterday at the psalm that David handed to the worshipers, to the priests and Levites. Verse 8 says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make his deeds known among the people. Call up, of course, give thanks unto the Lord. That is thanksgiving. And we do that because God is so good to us. He causes his rain to fall on the just and the unjust. To call upon his name, that refers to prayer. In Philippians 4:6, there's a very, sometimes we read these or hear these familiar passages of scripture, and we don't, they kind of just go over our heads. We've heard them so frequently, we don't really meditate upon them and really realize what is being said. But Paul is telling us, don't be anxious, don't be fearful, don't be careful, not careful in terms of, you know, prudent, but be full of care. Don't be full of care for anything. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God? No, he doesn't quite say that. I left out two very important words. Let me read it the right, proper way. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Why? Well, in verse 35, I think we have an answer. And say ye, save us, O God, of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen. Why? That we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. You know, when we read that excerpt of Isaiah that Jesus quoted when he was in the synagogue, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, he's come to appoint to those who mourn in Zion to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Why? That we may be trees, oaks, if you will, of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. That's why he has been so good to us. And David goes on. He says, remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. He says, make his deeds known among the people. Make his deeds known. Actually, that's verse 8. Give thanks to the Lord. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. That refers to testifying and witnessing of the goodness of the Lord. And sing unto him, well, that's praising God. Is that not right? Psalm 34 and 1 declares, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My boast shall be in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O beloved, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. And then in verse 10, he says, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. This is what it means to be obedient. He's saying to give thanks to whatever you pray about. Make sure you do it with thanksgiving. Call upon his name. Thank him, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, as Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We're to sing to him, we're to praise the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, that doesn't mean we can't go around singing all the time, but in there was an old song, of course, used to sing, in my heart there rings a melody, and that is praise to the Lord. We're to be joyful in him. And the Holy Spirit puts that desire in our heart to seek the Lord. And of course, in Psalm 104, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Now, it's obvious and evident we cannot always rejoice because of our circumstances or in our circumstances, but we can always rejoice in the Lord. And as we pray and as we wait upon him for his answers and for his deliverance, he will absolutely and positively be all that we need. He will provide. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And then let's go on. In verse 11, it says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. That makes me think of the Psalm 27. There is strength promised to those who wait upon the Lord. And verse 12, remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. We're basically to meditate upon the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Praise God. They are so numerous. He's forgiven us all of our iniquities. He's healed all of our diseases. He satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Praise God. This is the God that we serve, beloved. So we are to worship Him. And why should praise be so important? Because, beloved, it's at the heart of our relationship with God. We are created beings in His image and likeness. It is the basic stance of humility. That is, praise and worship, unlike Satan, who lifted himself up. We are to be thankful, not just at a holiday time of year, but every day of the year. There are so many reasons to thank God. Remember that hymn, Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One? Well, that's exactly when we start. You know, it's so easy. Our carnal nature wants to focus on the problems, the difficulties, the things we experience, but God wants us to be grateful for the simple things that maybe we've never thanked Him for. Are you thankful if you have vision that you can see, that you have hearing, that you're able to, that you have a sound mind, that you have food on your table, a home over your head, all the many, many things, fellowship, family, the support that He gives us, the beauty of His words, so many things we have to be thankful for. Lord, we do ask that always You will give us a thankful and a grateful heart for, first of all, who You are, and then, Lord, for all the wonderful things that You do and give to us in the wonderful name of Jesus, that You've given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, my time is drawing to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for listening, for joining me today. I want you to know that I do pray for you every day and throughout the day. For those who write in, the Lord many times quickens areas of specific needs, brings back portions of a letter that I have read. So I invite you to write. Know that there's power in agreeing prayer. The announcer will give you our contact information. And should you email, which if that's convenient for you, if you'd like a response back by letter of the Ministry of Correspondence, I invite you to share your mailing address. And of course, I'll always confirm receipt and we'll be praying. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, man.